はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower intermediate lesson number 30. Gohan or TV?
What's this title about? What do you think of the title? 何でしょう? Should we select either one?
So we have to make a choice between a meal or watching TV.
That's difficult.
That's really tough because I always do it simultaneously. Do you? Do you watch
yeah, usually.
TV as you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was normal. I thought that was standard.
子供の頃叱られた。
あ、本当に? So your mom scolded you for watching TV yes. and eating at the same time? Really?
Yes.
So today's conversation is between a mother and her son. And like Natsuko's family, the mother is trying to get the child to stop watching TV as he eats his dinner. So ちょっと見ていきましょうか。 Let's look at the conversation.
Okay.
ご飯を食べながらテレビを見るのはやめなさい。
サザエさんを見逃すなんて嫌だよ。
じゃあサザエさんを見た後でご飯にしなさい。
お腹もペコペコだよ。昼から何も食べてないからあと30分も我慢できないよ。
ダメよ、ダメ。どっちかにしなさい。
お父さんはいつも新聞読みながらご飯食べてるよ。お母さんだっていつも編み物しながらテレビ見てるじゃないか。
お母さんの言うことを聞けないなら今夜のカレーライスは抜きよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ご飯を食べながらテレビを見るのはやめなさい。
サザエさんを見逃すなんて嫌だよ。
じゃあサザエさんを見た後でご飯にしなさい。
お腹もペコペコだよ。昼から何も食べてないからあと30分も我慢できないよ。
ダメよ、ダメ。どっちかにしなさい。
お父さんはいつも新聞読みながらご飯食べてるよ。お母さんだっていつも編み物しながらテレビ見てるじゃないか。
お母さんの言うことを聞けないなら今夜のカレーライスは抜きよ。
次は英語が入ります。
ご飯を食べながらテレビを見るのはやめなさい。
Stop watching TV while you eat.
サザエさんを見逃すなんて嫌だよ。
What? I don't want to miss サザエさん。
じゃあサザエさんを見た後でご飯にしなさい。
Then eat your dinner after you watched Sazae-san.
お腹もペコペコだよ。昼から何も食べてないからあと30分も我慢できないよ。
What? I'm starving. I can't wait another 30 minutes.
ダメよ、ダメ。どっちかにしなさい。
No, no. You have to choose one.
お父さんはいつも新聞読みながらご飯食べてるよ。お母さんだっていつも編み物しながらテレビ見てるじゃないか。
What? Daddy always reads a newspaper while eating. And mom, you watch TV while you knit.
お母さんの言うことを聞けないなら今夜のカレーライスは抜きよ。
If you can't obey me, you're going to without curry and rice.
So, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Was the conversation very familiar?
思い出した。子供の頃思い出した。
you remembered when you were a kid.
it was exactly like this.
Oh my goodness. Did she threaten to not give you dinner?
Not actually, but you know, the TV was off.
Oh, that's like a decisive measure.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably better for a kid's education, but maybe. Hey, my parents gave up on me a long time ago. Okay, so let's look at today's vocabulary first.
Hi,
1つ目 をお願いします。
見逃す.
To miss, to overlook, to leave at large.
見逃す, 見逃す.
So in the conversation, the boy was saying that he doesn't want to miss Sazae-san, which is?
Sazae-san を見逃すなんて嫌だよ。
Right. What is Sazae-san?
It's the TV anime program,
mm-hmm.
and it's quite popular.
Yeah,
in
it's
Japan.
Been around for a very long time, right? Mm-hmm. Like 30 years, maybe?
Yes, maybe more.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. So it's about a three-generation family
yes.
living together in one house, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of interaction.
Yeah. But it used to be a very typical Japanese family.
Yeah.
Back in the Showa era.
Right. The next vocabulary, please.
Onaka.
Stomach.
Onaka. Onaka.
How do you say I'm hungry in Japanese?
Onaka ga suita.
So literally that means?
Stomach is empty.
I'm hungry. So if you're full, what would you say?
Onaka ga ippai.
Which is literally?
Stomach is full.
The next word, please.
Gaman.
Patience, endurance, perseverance. Or tolerance, self-control, self-denial.
Gaman.
Now, this is the word mothers love to use.
Right.
They're always telling you, gaman shinasai.
Yes.
The next vocabulary, please.
Shinbun.
Newspaper.
Shinbun. Shinbun.
The two kanjis making up this word is new and heard.
Yes. And shin and bun. This word itself means like, you know, news.
The next word, please.
Amimono.
Knitting. Web.
Amimono. Amimono.
Natsuko-san wa amimono wo shimasu ka?
Watashi kekkou suki desu.
Sugoi! Douyu mono wo amu desu ka?
Mukashi wa seitar toka amimashita.
Sugoi! Jikan kakarimasu yo ne.
Sou desu ne. Demo sore koso terebi wo minagara.
Nagara zoku dattan desu ne.
Sou nan desu.
So Natsuko-san is actually very good at knitting, and she used
not very.
I kind of embellished that a bit. And she used to do knitting while she watched TV.
Terebi wo minagara amimono wo suru.
So the phrase preceding nagara is what you're doing simultaneously. And the phrase coming after nagara is the main action.
I think, yes, usually that pattern.
Right. And when you stick a verb in front of nagara, mm-hmm. what do we have to be careful of?
You use the masu stem of the verb.
Okay. So in the verb to eat, mm-hmm. taberu,
yes.
the masu form is?
Tabemasu.
So when you're doing something while you're eating, you say?
Tabenagara. You drop masu,
okay.
and the stem is tabe.
Mm-hmm.
So you add nagara to the stem, tabe. Tabenagara.
So let's try another example with the verb read, yomu. What's the masu form for this?
Yomimasu.
And we take away the masu and we stick nagara.
Yominagara.
While reading. So let's look at some sample sentences.
毎朝テレビを見ながら味噌汁を飲みます.
I drink miso soup every morning while watching TV. The next sample sentence, please.
いつもデスメタルを聞きながら宿題するよ.
I always do my homework while listening to death metal. let's look at another pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase nagara can be used in a different pattern as well. Can you explain that, Natsuko-san?
Oh, so it can be used for actions done simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
but it also can mean although.
So it's linking two clauses that show opposite ideas or opposite things.
Oh, yes, right. So it's like, you know, while this and this, or although this and this.
Right.
木下さんは 肝臓が弱いと言いながら よく夜遅くまで酒を飲みすぎてる.
Ooh, this is really bad. So Kinoshita, despite saying that he has a weak liver, often continues drinking until late into the night. That's bad.
but
maybe you hear this quite often.
maybe. So in this case, と言いながら, despite saying this and that, his actions kind of contradict what he's saying.
Yes.
So it's two opposing clauses connected by the word ながら. 肝臓が弱いと言いながら飲みすぎる.
Yes.
Let's look at the next sentence.
あの先生は学生には遅刻をしないようにと言いながら自分はいつも遅れて学校に来る。
Ah, another typical scene. That teacher, despite telling his students not to be late, is often late for school himself. Not good. But this usage of ながら is often used for this kind of content.
Yes.
と言いながら。
Mm-hmm.
Despite saying this and that, his actions kind of contradict what he says.
Yes.
Now, we'll have a couple of more examples, so make sure you stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF and the Learning Center for much more information on this.
それじゃまた今度。
See you soon.
ご飯を食べながらテレビを見るのはやめなさい。
サザエさんを見逃すなんて嫌だよ。
じゃあサザエさんを見た後でご飯にしなさい。
お腹もペコペコだよ。昼から何も食べてないからあと30分も我慢できないよ。
ダメよ、ダメ。どっちかにしなさい。
お父さんはいつも新聞読みながらご飯食べてるよ。お母さんだっていつも編み物しながらテレビ見てるじゃないか。
お母さんの言うことを聞けないなら、今夜のカレーライスは抜きよ。